KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you're choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
And think about how that water is moving. Anything that's out there, you know, if that soil is up against the foundation, if it's sloping toward the house, that water is going to run right towards the house. So you want to slope it away from the house, and you want to angle it just to get things moving away. Now, the next area you want to check out are your gutters and downspouts. You need to make sure that they're clear, they're free-flowing, the downspouts aren't just placing all of that water right next to the foundation. With the downspouts, the important thing here is that as it comes down, it sort of, again, slopes away from the house. And you want to get that downspout depositing that water about 3 feet, if you can go 6 feet, even better, away from the foundation, because that's super important, to get the water away. Also, check out those downspouts, because you could have a clog in a downspout and not even realize that it's there, and it could be taking all of that water and maybe putting it right next to the foundation rather than moving it away. And that water, once it's kind of in the foundation and moving through the sort of envelope of the home, really can move quite a good distance and cause a lot of havoc. So if you can control where it's coming from and where it's going to, that is super duper duper helpful.
I think they have the dehumidifier set to run continuously. I think that's like an option on the machine. You know, when they built the house, they put in French drains around the outside. I don't have any trees next to the house that was shedding leaves, so you know, I'm thinking the gutters are probably clear, and I'm thinking, you know, they just have the dehumidifier set just to run continuously. I was wondering, is that safe? You know, it's been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah, well, that type of dehumidifier that you're talking about isn't the kind that I would leave in a crawl space for over a decade. there are better dehumidifiers for that exact use, and they usually hang from the ceiling of a crawl space, and they can cover a much wider area, and they do a much better job of getting that moisture out. You can look at Thermastor, that's T-H-E-R-M-A-S-T-O-R. They're a manufacturer of this type of dehumidifier. They're good for a basement unit. I mean, they're really good. So even if you have all the grating and the drainage and you've got all of that stuff fixed up and looking good, a better dehumidifier is going to help and just do a good job of getting all of that moisture out. So double check everything. If you don't have plastic sheathing on the floor of the crawl space, add it. It goes a long way, and you want it to go wall to wall and overlap.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you very much. The entire height of the crawl space is maybe 3.5 feet tall, and I haven't noticed any, you know, issues in the closet next door.
Well, I think it's just kind of there to head off the problems. I would personally replace that dehumidifier with a better quality one. Check out Thermastor, look at Santa Fe. That's another one of their brands. It's a little less expensive. You can have an outlet installed where you're placing it to help plug it in. You want to make sure that outlet is ground fault protected. And I think you've really got nothing to worry about. You can also have a condensate pump added so that it basically takes all that water and pumps it wherever you need it to go. Just, again, make sure it's going away from the house, away from the foundation, not adding to the problems.
Thank you very much.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, nothing signals the start of spring more than seeing those fresh blooms like daffodils and crocus and tulips, all that beautiful color. But if you want to enjoy those beautiful spring blooms, you're going to need to start those plantings now. We've got some tips to help your garden grow beautifully just ahead. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys tackling this weekend? You got some projects that you are thinking of taking on? Well, don't do it alone. Let us give you a hand. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get things done right the first time and keep you from running back and forth to the home center. One thing you don't need to pick up at the home center is a prize that we are giving away this hour. It's the Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kit. And this really is a great start to the spring cleaning projects you may have on your to-do list. This is a floor coating system in a high-gloss finish for garage and basement floors. So do this first and then get organizing in that new space. This kit can cover 250 square feet, comes in a few color options, clear, gray, tan, and then you've got some decorative vinyl flakes that you put in to give it a really nice finish. The kit's $127, which, believe me, if you were to hire a pro to do this project for you, you will be spending a lot more, and then you wouldn't have that awesome do-it-yourself pride when you finish that project. It's going to resist cracking and fading. Check it out at DeichCoatings.com, but give us a call or send us an email for your chance to win. Jim, who do we have on the line?
On line three, Leslie, we've got Ella from Arkansas with a roofing question. What's up, Ella?
I got a roof job coming on this in a couple of weeks. They're doing my roof, and they're doing my siding. Since it was there so many years, it left mold, you know, the green stuff growing on my shingles, right? The guy that's going to do my roof said that, oh, that's okay. You can get up to three layers of shingles before you have to take the old shingles off. Mold strikes a negative vibe in me because my husband and I have allergies. Would that affect us? They say they're going to put the new roof over the old roof and the mold. I told him, no, that's not going to happen. He said, well, what we'll do, we'll spray it with bleach, the mold, and we'll rake it, and then we'll just cover it with the new roofing. And my question is, it is so much money. Is that wise?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When it comes to roofing, you can have multiple layers. Is it a good idea? Not always. I mean, one layer, great. Everything's fresh. It's going to put the heat away from it. It's going to keep the attic at the temperature that you want it to be. And then, you know, not too much weight on the roof. When you add a second layer, you're reducing the lifespan of that layer that you've just put on because of the heat buildup. And in Arkansas, you can have a lot of heat in the summertime, and it will accelerate the deterioration of that top layer of roofing. Now, if you're talking about adding a third layer, and you've got some sort of growth on the roof already, and you've got the heat of Arkansas, I don't know. I mean, you could be putting a shingle on there that maybe would last 20 years. Now that you've got a layer or two underneath, maybe that 20-year shingle is only going to last 13 years. I mean, I've seen it cut a quarter to a third of the life off by doing that. So it's always smart to remove those layers, get down to the sheathing, and I mean, you're probably trying to avoid this part because this is the part that gets expensive. I mean, old layers, you got to pull them off, you got to dispose of them, but it really is the best way for you to tackle a roof replacement. And if you're planning on being in your home for most of the life of the roof you're putting on, it's well worth it. And I know I say, like, oh, if you plan on being in the home for the life of the shingle, but it's also whoever else is going to buy the house from you. Like, I hate to be like, oh, here's a brand new roofing shingle, but by the way, there's two layers underneath, so it's only going to last 13 years instead of 20. You know, it's like, do the project right. Now, when it comes to the moss or the mold or whatever you've got going on there, there's a lot of things that can grow on a roof depending on the environmental conditions you've got. And it's not always mold, although people tend to call sort of a growth that's green mold. There's a product that you can use. I think there's one spray and forget. There's one called wet and forget. And you spray that roofing surface. It kind of smothers all of that biological growth and then stops it from coming back. It will kill what's there. It kind of just sort of naturally dies off and goes away. There is a bit of a residual effect that will stay on there. But if you apply it about every 2 years, you won't see any further mold, moss, algae, lichen. You know, those are the names of all of those odd things that can grow on a roofing shingle. So it's up to you here. But if I was going to replace the roof, I would just get everything off, go down to the sheathing, make any repairs to the sheathing, put proper underlayment on there, and start over. Get the best lifespan and get the best roof that you can for your money and for your home.
Another thing you might want to consider, Ella, before you do any of that is consider having a RoofMax roofer come take a peek at it and give you his opinion. You might be able to buy 5, 10, 15 years out of the roof you have, as opposed to replacing it.
Jim's right. RoofMax is another great product. They'll come out and assess to see if your roof is even a viable candidate. And what RoofMax is, it's sort of like an oiled formula that goes on top of the shingle that sort of rejuvenates it and gives it a second life. It might not work if you have multiple layers, but they'll tell you that. And they're going to give you a very valuable opinion. And for a fraction of the cost, you can extend the life of what's there. So RoofMax 2X is also a great way to check out.
And they're super eco-friendly.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, nothing signals the start of spring better than all of those fresh blooms popping up from the ground. It's daffodils, it's crocus, it's tulips, and tulips come in so many colors. But if you want to see those beautiful spring blooms soon, you need to be planting those bulbs now. I mean, the secret here to successful blooms do start with the timing. So summer bulbs aren't tolerant of cold temperatures, and those should be planted after the ground warms up and there's no longer a threat of frost. But if you're ready to start planting, there are a few basic rules to keep in mind. First of all, bulbs do not really like super wet soil, so you want to make sure you plant them in well-draining sandy soil. You want to add a good bulb fertilizer to the bottom of the hole and scratch it into the soil really, really well before you put the bulb into the hole. You also want to be careful not to plant too shallow. You want to follow the instructions on the package, but the general rule is to plant 2 to 2.5 times deep as the bulb is tall. Believe me, squirrels love to eat these. These are like the tastiest snack for them. So if you don't plant them deep enough, I think they can like sniff them out like a shark with blood and water, and they're like, ah. Tasty snack yeah. Over there in Garden City. I'm going to get them. So definitely mind how deep you plant those bulbs. Now, if you're trying to decide which bulbs you want to plant, here's a couple of good options. Tulips, they're super popular. One trick with tulips is you can replant the same colors in the same bed year after year to make up for the bulbs that just don't come back. But remember, if deer are in your area, they love tulips. They love them when they're bulbs. They love them when they're flowers. They love them in every phase of growth. So if deer are in your yard, try to go for something else. The other great one is a daffodil. And these really are sort of the workhorses of spring flowering blooms. They're available in a large variety of colors and bloom times. I kind of like to plant these in large groupings, like hundreds of bulbs if you've got the spot, for a huge impact. When you plant in mass like that, you can snip a few for inside, but still not miss them outside. And you want to buy varieties that naturalize. They're going to grow and flower year after year without replanting. You also want to consider timing as well. Some bulbs are going to bloom later in the summer or bloom again or bloom for a longer time. Like dahlias bloom well into the fall. So kind of take a look at the bulbs you're planting and then create a timeline. So something's always growing, something's always blooming. And if you do have questions about what's going to work in your area, your local garden center is going to be your best friend. So head on over there. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, old windows definitely have their charm, but they also have their maintenance headaches. And one is how to get them moving again. If they get stuck, and they do, we've got a step-by-step solution to help you out with that problem next.
Have you heard? Everyone's favorite beverage is now at Burger King. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coca-Cola taste with zero sugar. Here to quench your thirst at breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Coke Zero is the perfect pairing for flame-grilled favorites any time of day. Feeling something flame-grilled? Nothing goes better with Coke Zero Sugar than the new Steakhouse Bacon Whopper, featuring Swiss cheese, iconic A1 sauce, crispy onions, and peppercorn aioli, available now for a limited time. Or start your morning right by fueling up with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Its sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes it a delicious breakfast. It pairs perfectly with a Coke Zero Sugar, and don't forget the crispy hash browns. The ultimate sparkling beverage that will have you feeling like royalty. Have it your way, because Coke Zero makes every meal better, with the real Coke taste you love, but with zero sugar. Available at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. This report is sponsored by Burger King.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I definitely enjoyed this conversation. Personally, I admire his time management and desire to prioritizing staying in touch with the youth and continuously building relationships with the next generation.
Kirsten, I got a question for you. How have you changed since middle school?
I've definitely grown maturity-wise, mentality, always understanding that despite the adversity we face, we have to continuously just keep pushing ourselves and use it as a building block instead of using it as a brick to weigh us down.
Hey, Mark, do you think Kirsten's crazy or something? What do you think about what Kirsten's saying?
I think it's exactly the type of attitude that you need to have, all of you need to really have.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Coming up this hour, we've got a lot of great projects, but perhaps we're not going to be chatting about something that you're working on and you just have to get more Money Pit, or you're like, I've got a specific thing. Well, first of all, head on over to MoneyPit.com. You can search any project that you have in mind and you're going to get a ton of help getting that project done. But if you need more Money Pit immediately, go on over to the Money Pit podcast. You can find it at MoneyPit.com/podcast You can listen to Team Money Pit all the time, whenever you want, even while you're doing your project. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's get into those calls. Jim, who's first?
Heading out to Delaware, Leslie, we've got Vincent on the line with a plaster issue. Tell us what's cracking up at your money pit.
My cousin has a two-story house. It's all brick. It was built in the 1930s. Upstairs in the bedroom, there's a crack going from the ceiling to the floor in both outside corners. And there's a crack going from the corner to the center of the room. And in front of the house, the brick is pulling away from the molding on the floor.
So for a house that was built in the 30s, this kind of cracking isn't all that uncommon. Has it always been this way, or do you think this is more of a recent development?
Last time I was talking with him, he showed me the house. He says, look, do you have any idea what's causing these cracks? To me, it looks like the walls are separating from the building, especially in the front between the molding and the outside wall. You get a flashlight, look down there and see the brick.
Well, I think if you think that it's recent, then you've got two options at this point. One of which would be to hire an ASHI certified professional home inspector. And that's a guy who's a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors. And that's really important because those are the guys that are the pros in the business and they're certified. The second option might be to hire a structural engineer. It's going to be a more expensive option, but if it turns out to be something that you need because if it's a serious problem, that structural engineer is actually going to specify the repair, then you can have it corrected, and then you can have that engineer certify that that repair was done correctly. If you think this is active, that's important information, and I would have it looked at by a professional. I would not mess around with a contractor or anybody like that. I would have it looked at by someone who has nothing to gain from giving you repair advice, only diagnostic advice, and you want expert diagnostic advice for that because they're going to tell you what exactly is going on.
Yes, and what was the abbreviation for that home inspector?
Yeah, that was ASHI, A-S-H-I. It stands for the American Society of Home Inspectors. You can go to ASHI.org, you put in your zip code, and you get a list of all of these certified home inspectors in your area.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Vince. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, spring is here, and it's a time when there's nothing like being able to throw open those windows for some fresh air. I mean, truly, you're kind of stuck inside all winter, windows down, heat on, so as soon as it gets a little bit warm, you do just want to throw open those windows. But sometimes the winter season gets those windows simply stuck. I mean, if you've got a wood window and you paint a window, the paint kind of acts like glue and seals that window in place. And that adhesive quality of that paint really is something to behold. I can't believe how much paint can stick something shut. But you have to be careful with a window how you free up that stuck paint, because if you damage that window or break the glass, it could be a bigger, bigger problem. I mean, obviously, you're going to get the fresh air you've been looking for, but not in a way that you wanted. So how do we free up those windows so we can enjoy the spring season? First of all, you've got to break that seal, and you can do that with a metal putty knife. It's a spackle knife or a 5-in-1 painter's tool also do the trick. And you want to slip this between the window sash and the frame and kind of saw all the way around it, with the horizontal and vertical sides of the window being where you focus around that sash. Then you want to move outside of the window if you can, if it's on the first floor, and repeat the process, cutting the paint seal around the entire sash. Next, you can slip a flat pry bar underneath the sash directly in line with that window's vertical style and kind of gently pry up both the left and right sides of that sash until it breaks free. Now, Jim, I swear you told me another trick where you actually tap the window sash downward with the hammer to kind of free it up. How does that work?
Yeah, Tom taught me this. It kind of ties into mechanics. I do a lot of mechanical stuff, and sometimes you're trying to get a bolt loose or a nut off or something. You go the opposite direction you want to go just for a little bit, then, you know, try to crack it free that way. So I tried all the things you had just mentioned in that segment, and it still didn't work. I couldn't get the window, you know, free, so I called Tom. The first thing he said is, why did you paint it shut in the first place? So he gave me this little tip, and it actually worked great. You take a little wood block, and you put it on top of the window frame, right along the side of the channel that the window runs up and down in. You put a wood block on either side, and you tap down on the window. Even when you're trying to lift it up, you tap down on both sides, and that shock was enough to actually crack what I couldn't get with the putty knife and everything else I had tried prior. And that was enough to work it loose, and sure enough, it opened up, and Guess who had to buy him lunch?
I love that.
But he saved me a lot of time, and it's something, you know, that it makes sense when you tie it into other kind of things. I just hadn't thought about using it for a window.
All right, we got to love Tom's trick of the trade.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 to 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, mulch is a great way to insulate all of those newly planted trees and shrubs, but too much mulch can starve them. We're going to have some advice on the right amount of mulch to use and how to use it when we come back, so stick around. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What do you guys have on your project list this weekend? Is it maybe emptying out the garage so you can reorganize it? Well, if that's what you're doing, don't put the stuff back in yet, because we have a great prize this hour that goes hand in hand with spring cleaning. It's the Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kit. It's basically a super tough high gloss finish for your garage floor, even a basement floor, and it comes in a kit
covers about 250 square feet, and it comes in some great colors. You've got gray or tan, but of course clear if you like that look of the gray concrete. And then you sort of add in these decorative flakes that gives it a wonderful finish. Now, the kit's only $127, which, let me tell you, is way less than you would be paying if you hired a pro. And then, of course, you're going to end up with that awesome feeling of doing a project yourself in a very easy-to-follow DIY kit. You're going to end up with a finish that resists cracking, fading, peeling, mold, mildew growth. It is a super way to finish out your garage. You can check it out at DeichCoatings.com. But, of course, give us a call for your chance to win a kit. Jim, who's on the line?
All right, Leslie, calling in from my home state of Michigan. We've got Sharon on the line. How can we help, Sharon?
We had a new fireplace, gas fireplace, put in last July. And almost constantly since we've had it put in, we hear a whistling, howling noise behind the glass, behind the fireplace. We've called the installers, and they had a wind guard made and came out just a few months ago and put it up by the new cap, and the noise is still there. I hear it almost every single day.
That's weird that you have a sound. And it's a gas fireplace. It's completely brand new, or this was a masonry fireplace that you converted to gas?
The fireplace and all the venting is brand new. When we had the house built 12 years ago, that fireplace went out about a year or so ago, and we couldn't find replacement parts. Everything was discontinued and obsolete. So that's why we had to put in a brand new fireplace.
What brand is the fireplace that you put in?
It's a Travis 864 TRV.
And the venting on this, is it up through the roof or does it go out the back of the fireplace?
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. I did call and ask the guys that put in the venting, the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof. And the two angles are 45 degrees.
Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it's got to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest point. All right, well, here's what I would do. I think you've already talked enough to the installers and the folks that brought you this form. I would now talk to the manufacturer, and I would go directly to the folks at Travis Industries. Their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they do have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand, and it's called fireplacex.com. And I see the information on the 864. It's a beautiful unit, but I suspect that you're having an issue with the venting. And the problem in the venting might have to do with the type of vent that you use or the installation of the vent or the height of the vent above the roof perhaps not being tall enough. But it sounds to me like what's happening is the wind blows over that vent and you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they can kind of figure out and design a workaround. But I still would call the manufacturer on this and kind of figure out what the issues are. I mean, there could have been a manufacturing issue, and it could be a simple replace, or it could just be something that wasn't installed right, and they'll know instantly since they're so familiar with the product. I mean, you really shouldn't be putting up with this, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome, Sharon. Good luck with the project. I hope it quiets down and you get to enjoy that fireplace without the noise. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you're getting ready to plant a new tree or a bush this spring season, adding mulch can both protect its roots and prevent weed growth. But there can be too much. I almost said too much of a good thing. truly, though, you can put too much mulch and you can apply it the wrong way. So here's a few things to think about. First of all, you want to avoid creating that mulch volcano, that kind of layered up mulch that builds up to a volcano-looking dome that covers the tree root flare. This is where that trunk of the tree swells outward and transitions into the root system. And when the mulch is piled too high above that root flare, the primary root system can suffocate, and that can cause the bark to fall off. And then, of course, that can kill the tree. So let's talk about how you apply that mulch properly. First of all, you want to make sure the soil is already weeded before you apply the mulch. You don't want to just dump a wheelbarrow full of mulch. You want to use your hands so that you can gauge the depth of the mulch you're applying. You want to lay down a thick enough layer to discourage those weeds from coming up through it. A 4-inch layer of mulch will discourage weeds, although a 2-inch layer is usually enough in a shady spot. So you kind of have to determine what you need for what area of the yard. In terms of the type of mulch, I prefer the wood chip mulch over the shredded mulch, which sometimes can contain a type of fungus called artillery fungus. It can become airborne, and it kind of can stick to your house or your car, and it looks sort of like a paint splatter. I think they call it artillery fungus because it kind of looks like, you know, shots from a shotgun. Like it's a lot of little speckles and it can really stick and be super tough to get rid of. So I definitely like the wood chip mulch over the shredded because of that reason. And I also love the look of a black mulch over that brown or the red, but totally your preference. There's a lot of great options out there. Good luck with all of your spring plantings. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you've got a small kitchen and you know that workspace is kind of small and you're dreaming of a bigger space, but you don't have the actual space or budget to expand, we're going to share some secrets that can make that small space feel bigger, so stick around.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Do you believe in the ghosts of Social Security?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
DOGE uncovers 394 million Social Security recipients in this country, more than every living American. We're concerned about it going bankrupt in 10 years, and we can't even figure out who's getting these checks.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. We're going to jump into our email questions. Jim, what do you got?
Kim has a question about her water heater. Leslie, she says, it's 20 years old, and there are yellowish rings in my sink and tub from what I'm guessing is the hot water. Now, sometimes the water is a bit yellowed and has a slight odor. And do you think it's time to replace the water heater, or is there anything else I could do?
Well, I mean, you're saying it's about 20 years old, and generally water heaters are going to last about 10 years, Kim. And definitely over time, water heaters are going to collect rust at the bottom, and it's especially common if you've got hard water. Now, you should be draining that water heater once a year. Most people don't, and let's be honest, I never have. Jim, have you?
Oh, yeah, Leslie, I do it 3 times a week. No, I put mine in my maybe 5 years ago, and I've done it once.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're not alone, Kim, if you haven't done it. If you do choose to drain that water heater, which I suspect is going to help you a bit, you should cut the power to the unit, assuming it's electric, turn off the gas if it's a gas supply heater, open the vent, be super careful because it can spill out when the hot water is out. Oh, I also should say turn off the water supply before you open that vent. Then drain without opening the pressure valve. If you don't open that pressure valve, it's going to take a long time. That said, you can let it cool a few hours before you open the valve and drain. Wear eye protection, long sleeve, heat gloves. Those chunks of rust should come out with the water. Once that's done, do the reverse. Once it sort of fills back up, reapply the power or the gas. Let us know how it goes because it might be time to replace the unit. And if that's it, we'll help you with that project too.
Well, Leslie, small kitchens can be a tough place to work in, right?
Yeah, they are.
But a few modest updates can make it feel bigger and work way better. So why don't you share some of those tips that you've compiled in today's edition of, drumroll, Leslie's Last Word.
All right. Thanks, Jim. You know, small kitchens, they can be cozy, but opening them up might involve a whole lot of expense. But it doesn't have to, you guys. We've got some secret ways that you can add the feeling of space. And one way to do that is adding a skylight. If you've got the space for it, you can open up that ceiling to add more light and also visually expands the space. But if you don't have the right roofline for it, or if it's too big of a project, you can add a sun tunnel, which is a round skylight that you set in the roof with a tube that feeds down to the ceiling, like sort of like a light diffuser. The tube is mirrored on the inside, so it collects that sunlight and kind of just shoots it down the shaft right to that, you know, skylight, if you will, or sun tunnel in your ceiling. It's a great way to just let that natural light in. And if that small space is dark, it really does help out a lot and isn't a huge project. Now, another idea is to remove any soffits that you've got above the cabinet, because that's going to create the illusion of space by allowing the eye to follow a wider ceiling. You can also consider removing the doors of your cabinets for open shelving, or use glass-fronted doors to give the room some more depth. I find, though, once you sort of take the cabinet doors off, you better be a super organized person or not have a ton of kids that love every cup in the land, because you will just have too much stuff that you can't hide. Again, same with the glass front doors. If you're going to make this commitment, you better be ready for it. And of course, you can just add some other lighting to the space. You can get these wonderful attachments that screw into sort of a ceiling can light bulb socket that creates a hanging pendant, and that just changes the feel of the space and kind of could be great over a sink or if you have a small island. This is a great way to just kind of change up the look, give the illusion of more space. You can go with a lighter paint color. You can paint the cabinets a lighter color. You don't have to spend a ton of money, and you can do a lot of these yourself. So give them a try and see how you enjoy your newly improved kitchen space. Coming up, does your home make a good first impression? Well, we're going to share some low-cost landscaping ideas to help your home be the standout of the neighborhood on the next Money Pit. Remember, whatever you guys are working on, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! 60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Phoenix, a new VA mobile medical unit is bringing health care to homeless veterans across the valley that is providing incredible results. The new state-of-the-art unit, launched 6 months ago, has provided care to over 400 veterans this year. Staff focuses on assisting veterans with medical care, mental health support, vaccinations, and more. The program has reduced ER visits, prevented hospital readmissions, and ensured that those who have served our country receive the proper care they need and deserve. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A unilateral partial ceasefire to facilitate earthquake relief efforts has been announced by Myanmar's Shadow National Unity Government. The resistance movement coordinates the popular struggle against the ruling military. The country's death toll from the disaster soared to 1,644 today. The announcement issued last night by the opposition National Unity Government said that its armed wing will implement a 2-week pause in offensive military operations starting tomorrow in earthquake-affected areas. Heavy rains, flooding in South Texas have claimed the lives of 4 people. Dozens of homes have been badly damaged. President Trump continues to talk about the United States taking control of Greenland.
While Vice President Vance and a U.S. delegation visited an American military base in Greenland on Friday, the president once again said the U.S. needs the island for international security.
We have to have Greenland. It's not a question of, do you think we can do without it? We can't.
During his visit, the vice president said military force would not be necessary, insisting that the people of Greenland will want to partner with the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says China's numerous incursions into Taiwan's airspace and waters are deeply troubling.
It gives the People Liberation Army's Air Force and Navy more opportunities to train for the operation in which they might go for the jugular in Taiwan. It puts severe stress on Taiwan and Japan's military, both their equipment and their people.
Senator Cotton lays out his concerns about China in his latest selling book, 7 Things You Can't Say About China. He was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. A passenger flight preparing to leave the nation's capital and an incoming military jet received instructions to divert and prevent a possible collision. The Delta Flight 2983 was cleared for takeoff earlier. More at townhall.com.
And people by the Signal Group has
heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
Americans' attitudes toward Canada are falling.
A new poll shows just under half of U.S. adults see Canada as a close ally. That's down from about 6 in 10 from a Pearson Institute and AP NORC poll from 2023. The shift comes primarily from Democrats, but numbers show Republican numbers dropped too. The data is according to a new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs. And although the poll showed most still see the country's relationship as friendly, numbers could reflect U.S. reactions to President Donald Trump's latest moves on tariff threats and his mentions of taking over the nation's northern neighbor. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A South Korean commission says the country violated its children's human rights by facilitating a foreign adoption program rife with fraud. The report describes how birth mothers were pressed to give up their children and adoption agencies paid hospitals to route babies their way. You'll find more on these stories, press breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins will come before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee for the first time since taking office to answer questions about the agency's plans to further reduce its workforce amid a hiring freeze and the cancellation of hundreds of contracts with community. He tells the Salem Radio Network he found it necessary to make cuts in his workforce.
Unfortunately, a lot of times what happens in agencies like this and up here on Capitol Hill, as someone who's been in Congress, it's easy to hear a complaint, and then the best thing to do is you want to support veterans is, you know, throw money and people at it. And we've seen that over the last 4 years when we had billions put into this department and thousands of employees, but yet our metrics wasn't going anywhere.
The founder of a startup company that claimed to be the revolutionizing the way that college students apply for financial aid, Charlie Javis, has been convicted of defrauding JPMorgan Chase out of $175 million. More on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Years. So this is always a season of mixed emotions for me. I love that everything is sort of regrowing and green and beautiful and we're about to be outside all the time. But I'm outside all winter long. If you guys are not winter people, give it a try. The winter weather is lovely. Crisp air feels amazing on your face. Skiing is awesome. I get it. It's not for everybody. But winter hikes and winter outdoor activities do make the season pass so much more enjoyably. But now that the sun is returning, Let's all get out there and enjoy it with some home improvement projects. So whatever you are working on, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT so we can help you make those projects go much more efficiently. Coming up on today's show, nothing signals the start of spring better than those fresh blooms like daffodils and tulips in full color. But if you want to enjoy those beautiful spring blooms, you need to be planting those bulbs right now. So we're going to share some tips in a bit. And speaking of spring, there's nothing like being able to open those windows for some fresh air unless those windows have become stuck. So we're going to help you free them up the easy way. And if you're planning to start that garden in this early spring season, I kind of tend to not put anything in the ground until Mother's Day. But if you are planting now, mulch is a great insulator. But if you put on too much, you can suffocate the growth. So we're going to walk you through the best mulch practices in a little bit. But first, guys, we are here to help you plan and help you save some money on those home improvement projects. And to do that, we have a great prize this hour from our friends at Deich Coatings. We have the Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kit up for grabs to one lucky listener. So give us a call or send us an email so we can help you with your projects and help you get those projects done right. Jim, who's up?
On the line now, Leslie, we have Nancy from Arizona with a broken patio door. What's happening over there, Nancy?
It's very, very hard to open, and it's getting worse.
Okay.
When I go to open, I have to lift up on the handle a little bit to even get it to open.
Okay.
I had a friend come by, and he said, oh, there's a kit. You can fix that. That's fine. But my question is, should I replace this door or get one of those French doors? Which one would be more energy efficient?
So you have an old aluminum sliding door right now, but like a heavy metal door?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that door is never really going to be very efficient, and the rollers do wear out, and they probably are at this point. And sure, you can replace those rollers, but it is what it is, and I'll say that because new sliding glass doors, they're going to be vinyl clad. I mean, you can look at a vinyl clad Anderson door. Anderson makes one that's designed for remodeling and one that's designed for new construction. And the difference there is really important because the remodeling door is exactly 1 inch shorter in height than the new construction door, which you're not going to notice. You have to pay attention to the labeling on these doors. But if you're putting it in, it does make it a lot easier because the remodeling door is built to fit into an existing opening. So if you get the right door, you can replace that slider with a brand new Anderson vinyl clad sliding door. It's not a complicated job for a carpenter to do. They can do it in a couple of hours, so it would be cost efficient. And it's really a beautiful door that's going to perform well. It's going to be energy efficient. Now, you mentioned French doors, which are really nice too. And, you know, I have French doors from my dining room that go out into, like our screen porch to the yard. But I love them, but they're a little harder to keep airtight, but I just love the look of it. And I say it's harder to keep airtight because you're dealing with more opening points. And you've got a similar sort of opening point situation with the slider, but with the slider, you're only dealing with the top and the bottom. But if you go with French doors, you're dealing with an opening point down the center, and you may tend to get air leakage around the top, the sides, sort of at all of these functioning points. However, there are things that you can do as far as weather stripping. You can put weather stripping on the bottom of the door that kind of locks it into place. But they're really gorgeous, a French door, and they do change the look of the room. And there's just something that really makes the room look finished and gorgeous with the French door. So I think if you find the right French door or the right new glass slider and it's properly installed with the right weather stripping, you can reduce the amount of drafts, the amount of air leakage that occur with it. And I think you're going to love the look of the space. It will be totally transformed. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling in at 888 Money Pit.
Let's head out to Virginia, where we've got Peter. Peter, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help?
I have a house built 13 years ago, and one of the rooms on the first floor extends past the basement, so there's a crawl space. I noticed just after they built that there is some moisture and mold in the adjacent closet in the basement to the crawl space. What they did was they put some thick plastic sheeting in the crawl space, and they put a dehumidifier in, just a standard one that you can get like in Home Depot or Lowe's, with a drainage hose that goes into a pipe or a drain, and that's been running continuously for 13 years. And I haven't had any moisture problems since, but I was just kind of wondering, is that the safest solution? And I guess I just have nightmares that the humidifier catches on fire. I guess it just runs continuously.
All right. Well, let's think about the reasons why that humidifier is running constantly. I mean, you're probably needing to control the moisture that's coming into the space. So let's take a look at the exterior of your home. You know, anywhere around the foundation, you want to look at how the soil is. Is it sitting all the way up against the foundation? Does it slope towards the house? Because you want to look at that and think about how that water is moving. Anything that's out there, you know, if that soil is up against the foundation, if it's sloping toward the house, that water is going to run right towards the house. So you want to slope it away from the house, and you want to angle it just to get things moving away. Now, the next area you want to check out are your gutters and downspouts. You need to make sure that they're clear, they're free-flowing, the downspouts aren't just placing all of that water right next to the foundation. With the downspouts, the important thing here is that as it comes down, it sort of, again, slopes away from the house, and you want to get that downspout depositing that water about 3 feet. If you can go 6 feet, even better, away from the foundation, because that's super important, to get the water away. Also, check out those downspouts because you could have a clog in a downspout and not even realize that it's there, and it could be taking all of that water and maybe putting it right next to the foundation rather than moving it away. And that water, once it's kind of in the foundation and moving through the sort of envelope of the home, really can move quite a good distance and cause a lot of havoc. So if you can control where it's coming from and where it's going to, that is super duper duper helpful.
I think they have the dehumidifier set to run continuously. I think that's like an option on the machine. You know, when they built the house, they put in French drains around the outside. I don't have any trees next to the house that would shed any leaves. So, you know, I'm thinking the gutters are probably clear. And I'm thinking, you know, they just have a dehumidifier set just to run continuously. I was wondering, is that safe? You know, it's been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah, well, that type of dehumidifier that you're talking about isn't the kind that I would leave in a crawl space for over a decade. There are better dehumidifiers for that exact use, and they usually hang from the ceiling of a crawl space, and they can cover a much wider area, and they do a much better job of getting that moisture out. You can look at Thermastor, that's Thermastor. They're a manufacturer of this type of dehumidifier. They're good for a basement unit. I mean, they're really good. So even if you have all the grating and the drainage and you've got all of that stuff fixed up and looking good, a better dehumidifier is going to help and just do a good job of getting all of that moisture out. So double check everything. If you don't have plastic sheathing on the floor of the crawl space, add it. It goes a long way, and you want it to go wall to wall and overlap.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you very much. The entire height of the crawl space is maybe 3.5 feet tall, and I haven't noticed any, you know, issues in the closet next door.
Well, I think it's just kind of there to head off the problems. I would personally replace that dehumidifier with a better quality one. Check out Thermastor, look at Santa Fe, that's another one of their brands. It's a little less expensive. You can have an outlet installed where you're placing it to help plug it in. You want to make sure that outlet is ground fault protected. And I think you've really got nothing to worry about. You can also have a condensate pump added so that it basically takes all that water and pumps it wherever you need it to go. Just, again, make sure it's going away from the house, away from the foundation, not adding to the problems.
Thank you very much.
All right, Pete. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, nothing signals the start of spring more than seeing those fresh blooms like daffodils and crocus and tulips, all that beautiful color. But if you want to enjoy those beautiful spring blooms, you're going to need to start those plantings now. We've got some tips to help your garden grow beautifully just ahead. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys tackling this weekend? You got some projects that you are thinking of taking on? Well, don't do it alone. Let us give you a hand. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get things done right the first time and keep you from running back and forth to the home center. One thing you don't need to pick up at the home center is a prize that we are giving away this hour. It's the Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kit. And this really is a great start to the spring cleaning projects you may have on your to-do list. This is a floor coating system in a high-gloss finish for garage and basement floors. So do this first and then get organizing in that new space. This kit can cover 250 square feet, comes in a few color options, clear, gray, tan, and then you've got some decorative vinyl flakes that you put in to give it a really nice finish. The kit's $127, which, believe me, if you were to hire a pro to do this project for you, you will be spending a lot more, and then you wouldn't have that awesome do-it-yourself pride when you finish that project. It's going to resist cracking and fading. Check it out at DeichCoatings.com, but give us a call or send us an email for your chance to win. Jim, who do we have on the line?
On line 3, Leslie, we've got Ella from Arkansas with a roofing question. What's up, Ella?
I got a roof job coming on this in a couple of weeks. They're doing my roof, and they're doing my siding. Since it was there so many years, it left mold, you know, the green stuff growing on my shingles, right? The guys that's going to do my roof said that, oh, that's okay. You can get up to 3 layers of shingles before you have to take the old shingles off. Mold strikes a negative vibe in me because my husband and I have allergies. Would that affect us? They say they're going to put the new roof over the old roof and the mold. I told him, no, that's not going to happen. He said, well, what we'll do, we'll spray it with bleach, the mold, and we'll rake it, and then we'll just cover it with a new roofing. And my question is, since it is so much money, is that wise?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When it comes to roofing, you can have multiple layers. Is it a good idea? Not always. I mean, one layer, great. Everything's fresh. It's going to put the heat away from it. It's going to keep the attic at the temperature that you want it to be. and then, you know, not too much weight on the roof. When you add a second layer, you're reducing the lifespan of that layer that you've just put on because of the heat buildup. And in Arkansas, you can have a lot of heat in the summertime, and it will accelerate the deterioration of that top layer of roofing. Now, if you're talking about adding a third layer, and you've got some sort of growth on the roof already, and you've got the heat of Arkansas, I don't know. I mean, you could be putting a shingle on there that maybe would last 20 years. Now that you've got a layer or two underneath, maybe that 20-year shingle is only going to last 13 years. I mean, I've seen it cut a quarter to a third of the life off by doing that. So it's always smart to remove those layers, get down to the sheathing. And I mean, you're probably trying to avoid this part because this is the part that gets expensive. I mean, old layers, you got to pull them off. You got to dispose of them. But it really is the best way for you to tackle a roof replacement. And if you're planning on being in your home for most of the life of the roof you're putting on, it's well worth it. And I know I say, like, oh, if you plan on being in the home for the life of the shingle, but it's also whoever else is going to buy the house from you. Like, I hate to be like, oh, here's a brand new roofing shingle, but by the way, there's two layers underneath, so it's only going to last 13 years instead of 20. You know, it's like, do the project right. Now, when it comes to the moss or the mold or whatever you've got going on there, there's a lot of things that can grow on a roof depending on the environmental conditions you've got. And it's not always...
Experience Going Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Before you do any of that, is consider having a RoofMax roofer come take a peek at it and give you his opinion. You might be able to buy 5, 10, 15 years out of the roof you have as opposed to replacing it.
Jim's right. RoofMax is another great product. They'll come out and assess to see if your roof is even a viable candidate. And what RoofMax is, it's sort of like an oiled formula that goes on top of the shingle that sort of rejuvenates it and gives it a second life. It might not work if you have multiple layers, but they'll tell you that, and they're going to give you a very valuable opinion, and for a fraction of the cost, you can extend the life of what's there. So RoofMax 2X is also a great way to check out.
And they're super eco-friendly.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, nothing signals the start of spring better than all of those fresh blooms popping up from the ground. It's daffodils, it's crocus, it's tulips, and tulips come in so many colors. But if you want to see those beautiful spring blooms soon, you need to be planting those bulbs now. I mean, the secret here to successful blooms do start with the timing. So summer bulbs aren't tolerant of cold temperatures, and those should be planted after the ground warms up and there's no longer a threat of frost. But if you're ready to start planting, there are a few basic rules to keep in mind. First of all, bulbs do not really like super wet soil, so you want to make sure you plant them in well-draining sandy soil. You want to add a good bulb fertilizer to the bottom of the hole and scratch it into the soil really, really well before you put the bulb into the hole. You also want to be careful not to plant too shallow. You want to follow the instructions on the package, but the general rule is to plant 2 to 2.5 times deep as the bulb is tall. Believe me, squirrels love to eat these. These are like the tastiest snack for them. So if you don't plant them deep enough, I think they can like sniff them out like a shark with blood and water, and they're like, ah, tasty snack yeah. Over there in Garden City. I'm going to get them. So definitely mind how deep you plant those bulbs. Now, if you're trying to decide which bulbs you want to plant, here's a couple of good options. Tulips, they're super popular. One trick with tulips is you can replant the same colors in the same bed year after year to make up for the bulbs that just don't come back. But remember, if deer are in your area, they love tulips. They love them when they're bulbs. They love them when they're flowers. They love them in every phase of growth. So if deer are in your yard, try to go for something else. The other great one is a daffodil, and these really are sort of the workhorses of spring flowering blooms. They're available in a large variety of colors and bloom times. I kind of like to plant these in large groupings, like hundreds of bulbs if you've got the spot, for a huge impact. When you plant in mass like that, you can snip a few for inside but still not miss them outside. And you want to buy varieties that naturalize. They're going to grow and flower year after year without replanting. You also want to consider timing as well. Some bulbs are going to bloom later in the summer or bloom again or bloom for a longer time. Like dahlias bloom well into the fall. So kind of take a look at the bulbs you're planting and then create a timeline. So something's always growing, something's always blooming. And if you do have questions about what's going to work in your area, your local garden center is going to be your best friend. So head on over there. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, old windows definitely have their charm, but they also have their maintenance headaches. And one is how to get them moving again. If they get stuck, and they do, we've got a step-by-step solution to help you out with that problem next.
Have you heard? Everyone's favorite beverage is now at Burger King. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coca-Cola taste with zero sugar. Here to quench your thirst at breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Coke Zero is the perfect pairing for flame-grilled favorites any time of day. Feeling something flame-grilled? Nothing goes better with Coke Zero Sugar than the new Steakhouse Bacon Whopper, featuring Swiss cheese, iconic A1 sauce, crispy onions, and peppercorn aioli, available now for a limited time. Or start your morning right by fueling up with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Its sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes it a delicious breakfast. It pairs perfectly with a Coke Zero Sugar, and don't forget the crispy hash browns. The ultimate sparkling beverage that will have you feeling like royalty. Have it your way, because Coke Zero makes every meal better, with the real Coke taste you love, but with zero sugar. Available at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. This report is sponsored by Burger King.
Do you believe in the ghosts of Social Security?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
DOGE uncovers 394 million Social Security recipients in this country, more than every living American. We're concerned about it going bankrupt in 10 years, and we can't even figure out who's getting these checks.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Beltway politics gets a shake-up. Fictions and facades abound. And is the American dream making a comeback? All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I definitely enjoyed this conversation. Personally, I admire his time management and desire to prioritize staying in touch with the youth and continuously building relationships with the next generation.
Kirsten, I got a question for you. How have you changed since middle school?
I've definitely grown maturity-wise, mentality, always understanding that despite the adversity we face, we have to continuously just keep pushing ourselves and use it as a building block instead of using it as a brick to weigh us down.
Hey, Mark, you think Kirsten's crazy or something? What are you thinking about what Kirsten's saying?
I think it's exactly the type of attitude that you need to have, all of you need to really have.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Coming up this hour, we've got a lot of great projects, but perhaps we're not going to be chatting about something that you're working on and you just have to get more Money Pit, or you're like, oh, I've got a specific thing. Well, first of all, head on over to MoneyPit.com. You can search any project that you have in mind, and you're going to get a ton of help getting that project done. But if you need more Money Pit immediately, go on over to the Money Pit podcast. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. And you can listen to Team Money Pit all the time, whenever you want, even while you're doing your project. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's get into those calls. Jim, who's first?
Heading out to Delaware, Leslie, we've got Vincent on the line with a plaster issue. Tell us what's cracking up at your Money Pit.
My cousin has a two-story house. It's all brick. It was built in the 1930s. Upstairs in the bedroom, there's a crack going from the ceiling to the floor in both outside corners. And there's a crack going from the corner to the center of the room. And in front of the house, the brick is pulling away from the molding on the floor.
So for a house that was built in the 30s, this kind of cracking isn't all that uncommon. Has it always been this way, or do you think this is more of a recent development?
Last time I was talking with him, he showed me the house. He says, look, do you have any idea what's causing these cracks? To me, it looks like the walls are separating from the building, especially in the front between the molding and the outside wall. You get a flashlight, look down there and see the brick.
Well, I think if you think that it's recent, then you've got two options at this point. One of which would be to hire an ASHI certified professional home inspector, and that's a guy who's a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors, and that's really important because those are the guys that are the pros in the business and they're certified. The second option might be to hire a structural engineer. It's going to be a more expensive option, but if it turns out to be something that you need because if it's a serious problem, that structural engineer is actually going to specify the repair, then you can have it corrected, and then you can have that engineer certify that that repair was done correctly. If you think this is active, that's important information, and I would have it looked at by a professional. I would not mess around with a contractor or anybody like that. I would have it looked at by someone who has nothing to gain from giving you repair advice, only diagnostic advice, and you want expert diagnostic advice for that, because they're going to tell you what exactly is going on.
Yes, and what was the abbreviation for that home inspector?
Yeah, that was ASHI, A-S-H-I. It stands for the American Society of Home Inspectors. You can go to ASHI.org, you put in your zip code, and you get a list of all of these certified home inspectors in your area.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Vince. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, spring is here, and it's a time when there's nothing like being able to throw open those windows for some fresh air. I mean, truly, you're kind of stuck inside all winter, windows down, heat on, so as soon as it gets a little bit warm, you do just want to throw open those windows. But sometimes the winter season gets those windows simply stuck. I mean, if you've got a wood window and you paint a window, the paint kind of acts like glue and seals that window in place. And that adhesive quality of that paint really is something to behold. I can't believe how much paint can stick something shut. But you have to be careful with a window how you free up that stuck paint, because if you damage that window or break the glass, it could be a bigger, bigger problem. I mean, obviously, you're going to get the fresh air you've been looking for, but not in a way that you wanted. So how do we free up those windows so we can enjoy the spring season? First of all, you've got to break that seal, and you can do that with a metal putty knife. It's a spackle knife or a 5-in-1 painter's tool also do the trick. And you want to slip this between the window sash and the frame and kind of saw all the way around it, with the horizontal and vertical sides of the window being where you focus around that sash. Then you want to move outside of the window if you can, if it's on the first floor, and repeat the process, cutting the paint seal around the entire sash. Next, you can slip a flat pry bar underneath the sash directly in line with that window's vertical style and kind of gently pry up both the left and right sides of that sash until it breaks free. Now, Jim, I swear you told me another trick where you actually tap the window sash downward with the hammer to kind of free it up. How does that work?
Yeah, Tom taught me this. It kind of ties into mechanics. I do a lot of mechanical stuff, and sometimes you're trying to get a bolt loose or a nut off or something. You go the opposite direction you want to go just for a little bit, then, you know, try to crack it free that way. So I tried all the things you had just mentioned in that segment, and it still didn't work. I couldn't get the window, you know, free, so I called Tom. The first thing he said is, why did you paint it shut in the first place? So he gave me this little tip, and it actually worked great. You take a little wood block, and you put it on top of the window frame, right along the side, the channel that the window runs up and down in. You put a wood block on either side, and you tap down on the window. Even when you're trying to lift it up, you tap down on both sides, and that shock was enough to actually crack what I couldn't get with the putty knife and everything else I had tried prior. And that was enough to work it loose, and sure enough, it opened up, and guess who had to buy him lunch?
I love that.
But he saved me a lot of time, and it's something, you know, that it makes sense when you tie it into other kind of things. I just hadn't thought about using it for a window.
All right, we got to love Tom's trick of the trade.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 to 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, mulch is a great way to insulate all of those newly planted trees and shrubs, but too much mulch can starve them. We're going to have some advice on the right amount of mulch to use and how to use it when we come back, so stick around. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers three feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What do you guys have on your project list this weekend? Is it maybe emptying out the garage so you can reorganize it? Well, if that's what you're doing, don't put the stuff back in yet, because we have a great prize this hour that goes hand in hand with spring cleaning. It's the Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kit. It's basically a super tough high gloss finish for your garage floor, even a basement floor, and it comes in a kit. Covers about 250 square feet, and it comes in some great colors. You've got gray or tan, but of course clear if you like that look of the gray concrete. And then you sort of add in these decorative flakes that gives it a wonderful finish. Now, the kit's only $127, which, let me tell you, is way less than you would be paying if you hired a pro. And then, of course, you're going to end up with that awesome feeling of doing a project yourself in a very easy-to-follow DIY kit. You're going to end up with a finish that resists cracking, fading, peeling, mold, mildew growth. It is a super way to finish out your garage. You can check it out at DeichCoatings.com, but of course, give us a call for your chance to win a kit. Jim, who's on the line?
All right, Leslie, call.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. I did call and ask the guys that put in the venting, the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof. And the two angles are 45 degrees.
Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it's got to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest point. All right, well, here's what I would do. I think you've already talked enough to the installers and the folks that brought you this form. I would now talk to the manufacturer, and I would go directly to the folks at Travis Industries. Their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they do have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand, and it's called fireplacex.com. And I see the information on the 864. It's a beautiful unit, but I suspect that you're having an issue with the venting. And the problem in the venting might have to do with the type of vent that you use, or the installation of the vent, or the height of the vent above the roof perhaps not being tall enough. But it sounds to me like what's happening is the wind blows over that vent and you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they can kind of figure out and design a workaround. But I still would call the manufacturer on this and kind of figure out what the issues are. I mean, there could have been a manufacturing issue, and it could be a simple replace, or it could just be something that wasn't installed right, and they'll know instantly since they're so familiar with the product. I mean, you really shouldn't be putting up with this, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome, Sharon. Good luck with the project. I hope it quiets down and you get to enjoy that fireplace without the noise. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you're getting ready to plant a new tree or a bush this spring season, adding mulch can both protect its roots and prevent weed growth. But there can be too much, I almost said too much of a good thing. truly, though, you can put too much mulch and you can apply it the wrong way. So here's a few things to think about. First of all, you want to avoid creating that mulch volcano, that kind of layered up mulch that builds up to a volcano-looking dome that covers the tree root flare. This is where that trunk of the tree swells outward and transitions into the root system. And when the mulch is piled too high above that root flare, the primary root system can suffocate, and that can cause the bark to fall off. And then, of course, that can kill the tree. So let's talk about how you apply that mulch properly. First of all, you want to make sure the soil is already weeded before you apply the mulch. You don't want to just dump a wheelbarrow full of mulch. You want to use your hands so that you can gauge the depth of the mulch you're applying. You want to lay down a thick enough layer to discourage those weeds from coming up through it. A 4-inch layer of mulch will discourage weeds, although a 2-inch layer is usually enough in a shady spot. So you kind of have to determine what you need for what area of the yard. In terms of the type of mulch, I prefer the wood chip mulch over the shredded mulch, which sometimes can contain a type of fungus called artillery fungus. It can become airborne, and it kind of can stick to your house or your car, and it looks sort of like a paint splatter. I think they call it artillery fungus because it kind of looks like, you know, shots from a shotgun. Like it's a lot of little speckles, and it can really stick and be super tough to get rid of. So I definitely like the wood chip mulch over the shredded because of that reason. And I also love the look of a black mulch over that brown or the red, but totally your preference. There's a lot of great options out there. Good luck with all of your spring plantings. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you've got a small kitchen and you know that workspace is kind of small and you're dreaming of a bigger space, but you don't have the actual space or budget to expand, we're going to share some secrets that can make that small space feel bigger, so stick around.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Do you believe in the ghosts of Social Security?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
DOGE uncovers 394 million Social Security recipients in this country, more than every living American. We're concerned about it going bankrupt in 10 years, and we can't even...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Podcast.